making cow dough. What is cow dough? It is a traditional Galician boil. Basically, all Galician food is boil. But I've never made this. And I'm trying to do it traditionally. So I'm using dried beans and a whole host of shit that I have no idea what it really is. I wish I was joking. I'm not joking. I apologize for that. So we have something which is some kind of smoked pork. When I say some kind, this all comes from little local farms in Galicia. But, they ain't labelled. Because God forbid we do that shit. I'm using this for the fat. And then we've got something else. Some kind of salted pork rib. And then we've got gammon shanks. We've got turnip tops. Because in Galicia, they don't eat the turnips. They just eat the turnip tops. The turnips go to the livestock. And the turnip tops, the greens, go, well, into cow dough. Cow dough, oh, my pronunciation is really bad. I've been having issues with my speech, so my Spanish is awful at the moment. I have been asking my mother to teach me how to make cow dough for the longest time. I don't know if I'm meant to cube this finally. She has not instructed me how to make this. How I'm making it is not how I'm meant to. Not how my abuela did. So, basically, her instructions. Put the gammon shanks to boil. Add potatoes. Wait till they're cooked. Add greens. So, I was just fucking lying. That was the entirety of the instruction, which was not very helpful. Now, here's the thing about cow dough. Everyone has their own recipe. Every family will do it differently. And my abuela did it one way, and my mother does it another way, and apparently I'm doing it a different way. I'm putting onions in it because it's against my religion to not have onion in my food. I don't know, I just feel like it needs onion. Not a lot of onion. I say like I feel, I don't know. Obviously garlic, because life without garlic is not life at all. But I have very little idea what I'm doing. And this is actually the first time in my life I've used dried cannellini. God damn it. What the fuck am I doing? Making cow dough, just in case I forgot. I'm also putting red pepper in it. Because it's against my religion not to use red. All the noises in the kitchen. And from the front room. So sorry about that. But yes. Oh, also we have chorizo. Sorry, we have a metric chit-chan. Chit-chan? Shit ton of chorizo. Right. So here's the problem. How fine do I want this? Because there's going to be like chunks of meat. The whole point is that you boil everything down and then you take the meat out and you slice it up. Wait, do I keep the chorizo whole or do I slice it? I'm trying to refer to my memories of chorizo as a child. No, not chorizo, cow dough as a child. But I don't remember it having onion, so I'm already off base. Also, I've had to get the biggest saucepan. No, actually, that's a lie. It's not the biggest saucepan I own. I have a multitude of saucepans. But, like, the big saucepans are all in the shed. I forgot the word for shed. So put in a big one, and I swear this is so big, this fucking saucepan. if I have this on the hob, I'm not going to be able to have anything else on the hob. And it's not because I'm making a lot. Or is it? Am I making it? If I'm making a lot, am I going to need more onion? I might need more onion. Or not. The whole problem is the gammons are... Well, I'm using two gammon shanks. Quite big. And then we've got the chorizo. And then we've got the... Whatever this pork is, or where it's from. I don't... I know it's from... I know the person who made this. But I don't know what it is. Which, I mean, when it comes to cooking, like, knowing the farmer but not knowing the thing, probably not the most ideal situation. And I'm chopping slowly because this knife has tasted my blood many times. And I just sharpened it. So, be careful. Right, one pepper. I'm tempted to put more peppers in, but I'm already fucking around. So here's my plan. It's not much of a plan. I am going to... Wait. When should I do the aromatics? Apparently that's garlic and onion. I'm going to fry the garlic and onion. Now I'm going to fry... Really, I'm going to fry down the pork a little bit. Get it to run some of the fat. Then I'll fry the onion in that. Then I'll add the garlic. Where's the fucking garlic? That's good. I'm going to have to drain those beans in a minute. When do I add the red pepper? Do I add it with the aromatics? Do I add it later? Because I'm going to cook the aromatics. No, I should cook the meat. No, we'll fry the meat off in the pork fat. Then we'll add the aromatics to that. And then it should be finer than that. But then again, don't want it to be too fine because it's not a soup. It's a caldo, which is kind of a soup. Chunky soup. I'm sure it's going to be fine. Do you want to know what's really freaking me out? I'm not going to be adding seasoning at all. I know. Fear. The ribs are salted. Wait. What? I got so confused there. So I'm not sure what I'm doing. So, fry the meat. No. Brown the meat. Add the onion, add the garlic, add the pepper, in that order. Shudder. Put a shit ton of water in. Add the beans, cook for an hour. Add the potatoes, cook for 30 minutes. Add the greens, cook for however long I cook for. And then, caldo? Oh, we'll also be adding black pudding at the very end. At the very end, because black pudding is disgusting. But my father loves it. So. Okay, beans are not done, but the first stage is done. The beans have been boiled. Oh, I soaked them for 12 hours. Shut up. Don't make me give you a slap. So yeah. I really want to put seasoning. I want to put so much seasoning in there, but the whole point is it's a boil. This shit just boils down. It's very, so, my mother, very country. And this is very country. And I just want to add more stuff to it. But actually, the saucepan is big. Now, if you ever get the chance to have turnip tops, do. Because they are sweeter and nuttier than fucking kale. I fucking hate kale. Not because I don't like kale. I just hate kale. No, I don't hate kale. It's the insinuation of when you add kale to something that you're being healthy. I hate being told what to do. So, when people look at me in approval for adding kale to shit, I want to stab you. No, generally I want to stab people in the way. Right, where's the garlic? Okay. Oh, so here's a very... Well, I was going to say this is an instructional. This is not an instructional. I don't know what I'm doing. Garlic. How to tell if you're Spanish. Not just English. How much garlic do you think is a lot? Damn, this garlic is strong. I hear people say, oh, three cloves is a lot of garlic. Wait, is this even meant to have garlic? I don't think this is meant to have garlic. Oh, so maybe I should just go easy on the garlic. 10 cloves? Yeah, we'll go 10 cloves. Let's just go, you know. Conservative. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. So, let's make cowdough. Let's get the massive system.
That fucker is massive.
Guess we're making cowdough. Or we could just get McDonald's.